Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an update on Ohio's new literacy strategy. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Last March, Governor Mike DeWine signed an executive order to require teachers to use phonics-based methods, or the science of reading, to teach kids to read. That meant other literacy methods like three cueing, which encourages students to guess words using context clues, had to be taken out of school's curriculum. The Fordham Institute supports this approach. Its Ohio research director, Aaron Churchill, is here to update us on how the first year of this transition has gone. Hi, Aaron.
Hello, Kendall. Good to be here.
So Ohio has invested $169 million to help schools with this transition. How much is really changing? Which schools are developing new curricula?
So starting this coming fall, all schools, and this is mostly elementary schools, must use a curricula that's aligned to a state-approved curricula list. There are about 15 curricula, core curricula. Now, the Department of Education did a very important survey last year to see where schools were at on curriculum. And what the department found was about a third of the schools in Ohio were already using scientifically-based instructions. That's great. That's good news. So what will we be seeing in the next years? At least half of schools in Ohio making some really significant changes in literacy, half to two-thirds of schools.
Gotcha. But not everybody agrees with having this change. A popular reading program sued the state for banning other literacy methods. And some teacher groups have argued that educators shouldn't be limited to just one approach. So why focus on this particular method? Might this tie teachers' hands in trying to educate their specific classrooms?
Yeah, it's important for people to understand that when we talk about the science of reading, this is a method that has been around and proven for a very long time. It's pretty well documented in the literature that it's the best way to help students read. When you teach students to guess at words or context clues, that is not proven to be very effective. So our hope is that this method and getting all schools sort of on board with this approach will be good for kids in Ohio over the long run.
I spoke with a couple of educators at Toledo Public Schools about the requirement, including Kay Waite, who says she's really happy to see a statewide push to increase literacy, but she emphasized that it won't be a quick process.
Teaching kids to read is just as hard as kids learning to read. It takes a lot of skill. It takes a lot of background knowledge.
How will we know the strategy is working?
Will it happen overnight? I don't think so. It's going to be a process where a lot of teachers in Ohio are going to be making a pretty significant change to their approach and how they teach literacy. And that is going to be something that over the next year, over the next 2 years, maybe even 3 years, we're going to be seeing a lot of changes in the schools. And there is going to be a need for patience, a need for commitment, and sort of a stick-to-itiveness around the science of reading.
Mm-hmm. Classes start soon. So how confident are you in the use of this method this upcoming year when, like you mentioned before, two-thirds of Ohio schools weren't fully aligned a year ago?
Obviously, there is a legislative requirement that schools are going to move in this direction. The question now is how these programs are going to be implemented in schools and in individual classrooms. We know that a school could, purchase a new textbook, a new great curriculum, and it can sit in the supply closet. Local communities are in the best position to hold schools accountable for effective reading instruction for students. And they can do that by asking great questions of their principals and teachers and how they're implementing these new provisions.
That's Aaron Churchill, Ohio Research Director of the Fordham Institute. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.